One of the things that I remember, I have friends in the military, and you know, every branch is quite competitive with the other branches. And you know, one of my friends who was a Marine said that, you know, the way you know whether or not you're a Marine is when you hear gunfire, do you run towards it or run away from it? And the idea being that a Marine runs towards the gunfire. Well, one of the ways that you can begin to get more out of your own potential is when you have that feeling to run towards it instead of away from it, to embrace it instead of looking at it and going, yeah, maybe next time. There's something that happens as we get closer and closer to our own wisdom. I wish I could find a word better than magical, because I don't want it to sound like airy fairy magical, like unicorns and fairies, but it is magical how a clarity starts to unfold, how a perfect next step occurs to you, how it starts seeming like the stars are aligning and you're going, wow, I couldn't have expected that to happen. And it's almost like, and this isn't true, but this is what it's like for me. You take one step towards wisdom, and wisdom takes three steps towards you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that resonate? Do you kind of know that experience?
Absolutely. I have experienced that when I ask my heart, what will you have me do today? Or what will you have me say today? And I really listen. I can get a hold of that wisdom.
Do more of that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Michael. I liked your response to that. And what also struck me is that you listen to your heart. And sometimes the intellect thinks material things are the way to be a success or happy in life. And that's not the way, you know, that's not necessarily so. And it really is about listening to your heart. I know for me, when I was introduced again to these principles and this understanding, the only thing I felt was I wanted to be happy. I wished I could be happy because my life was such a mess. You know, I was so depressed and sad, and I felt trapped in my marriage and on and on and on. And so, yes, I would have loved to have had more income and to be prosperous and all that kind of stuff. But in my heart, just like in your heart, I just wanted some peace of mind and happiness. And that's what happened. It's like Michael said, you know, one step forward and three steps of wisdom came back, because in the midst of despair and anger and that I've never felt before, there was a moment of clarity where my heart and soul spoke out so strongly that brought peace of mind. And after that, as my life started to unfold, as I said earlier, beyond my intellectual desire and my intellectual imagination, the financial situation started to unfold as well, without my striving for it. It was like a reward for being in service as best as I could to the world, as well as being in service to self, being in service to that inner wisdom, honoring that as well. And then wisdom takes care of you. Even financially, wisdom takes care of you. It's not just esoteric talk. Again, it's this practical and profound. Listen to your heart. Listen to your soul. just what you're doing.
You know, I think, you know, what I really heard in what you said, Elsie, and you know, you and I have been talking about this, but it's what, even with money? It's like, I mean, I know it works everywhere else in life, but even with money, wisdom can help. And we do. I mean, for some people, it's not money. It's like, even in my relationship, or even with my kids, or even wherever it is for you that seems like the exception to the rule. And no, it's always, you know, we've been talking about different ways of talking about it, but it's always got your back. It's always at your side. It's always in you. It's your wisdom. And, you know, it's like driving a car with a GPS and just forgetting to switch it on. It's not that it isn't there. It's not that it isn't working. But we sometimes don't remember that we can use it, and that we can rely on it, and that it will give you turn-by-turn directions, not necessarily an overview of the path.